I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to Hamlin County, Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen, and I guess as far as waterfall, are you seeing bodies of water where they're building up?
Yeah, a lot of the bigger water, Lake John in particular right now, is filling up with a lot of ducks. I was over there just the other day. I think the majority of them are looking like shovelers, but I'm sure there's plenty of others mixed in there. I think those lakes, Lake John, Mary, Norton, Albert, Ponset, all of those are going to start filling up here as it gets colder, and they stay unfrozen, and the birds that come down, they're going to need a place to sit. So,
I know sometimes the bluebills really stack up and mallards on Ponset and Dry Lake there. It's kind of a bad place for a duck pass near a highway. But it's been traditional over the years, a lot of birds on those two bodies.
Oh, yeah. And actually on Dry Lake, there's quite a bit of points on Dry Lake now that the migration is probably going to start getting pushed down, I'll probably end up seeing a lot more people shooting or hunting on those points on that Dry Lake area.
Well, in the western part of the county, birds too.
Yeah, up in that Hazel area, that's a notorious area that I'll see quite a bit of birds. The downside with over there is a lot of them bodies of water are a lot smaller. They're going to freeze out a lot faster than some of these bigger bodies over east. So.
Marsh usually loads up with mallards and snow geese on the last final days.
Yeah, I've seen there's a good chunk of snow geese sitting on that north side of Marsh just the other day, so. That would be another good one to keep an eye on. So,
many for trapping this year for muskrats?
There has been a couple of people. I did just have one call me today and we went on and talked to him. He's been doing decent. He's trying to get traps pulled just for the fact that it's really starting to freeze up on him.
Yeah.
So he wasn't looking to fight it anymore.
And pheasant hunters, are they finding more birds with crops going out?
Yeah, the more crops we get, everyone that I've talked to has said it just keeps getting better as those crops are getting out. Definitely confining those birds in the grass versus, the standing cornfields that were there. So, later this season, one of my favorite times to hunt is around that Thanksgiving time. It seems like most of the crops are out, and you can get out and do some good walking, so.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And Brian, as far as fishing, shore, boat, Bitter, Waw Bay, any other lakes, any activity to your knowledge?
There's not a lot of activity out there right now. Things have kind of cooled off, but from what I'm hearing is when the weather's good, there's been some activity on the north end of Waw Bay, catching some yellow perch. That's been traditional, for several years this fall. In the fall, they catch some perch up there. And so hopefully, that corresponds to first ice. Once we have some ice on the lake, that people will be able to get out there as well and catch some yellow perch on that north end of Waw Bay.
That refuge bay over there, has anything changed with regulations about fishing or engines or driving or anything?
They've been talking about some of that. I'm not 100% sure right now. Why don't we talk about that next week once
okay.
I get some information, just to make sure we don't tell people the
yes,
wrong thing.
That's a good idea. Well, Bitter, as far as probably the lake and a lot of sloughs in Day County, but are you seeing or hearing about movements of mallards in or snow geese or other ducks in?
There's some ducks in the area, but I don't think we're anywhere near, where we should be at this time of year as far as migration goes. You'll see pockets of mallards here and there, but they're one field for one, and then they might not return the next day, so it's kind of hit and miss. There's a few divers around on some of the bigger water bodies, but I don't think we're anywhere near what we've been in years past. So hopefully, we do get a quick migration through here before things start freezing up, but it's not looking like we're going to have, any high concentrations of ducks in the area before we freeze up. So.
Have you seen a lot more crops come out?
Yeah, I'd say all the beans are out, and probably about, 50 to 70% of the corn's out now. The good farmers have really made some pretty good headway. are coming out pretty good right now. It was pretty wet again, so things have slowed down a little bit, but I would say that we freeze or we get some drier weather, it won't take them long to get the rest out.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks from Conservation Officer Kyle Lenzner. And as far as waterfall in the last week in Cottington County, kind of building up in places?
Yeah, it seems like more ducks and geese are moving into the area, starting to see even a few more swans in the area. A lot of the waterfall I'm seeing is from Watertown West, especially you get over along that Clark-Cottington border there. That seems like where a majority of that waterfall begins, and then you get into Clark. I know it gets even better yet, but a decent number starting to show up in the area and starting to see more of those northern ducks move in. A lot of divers on some of the bigger bodies of water, and even you get around those harvested cornfields and stuff, some of those bodies of water, those bigger ones, are holding some pretty good numbers of geese and mallards on them.
Is there
much? Be some good hunting coming up here.
Is there much for non-residents now in the pheasant hunting, or some of them split it up, I know?
Yeah. Usually, you will see a pretty good push those first few weeks, and then a lot of those non-residents have started even coming in now into that December time frame, pushing it back until we get a little bit of snow on the ground, until things get cold, and once all the crops have been harvested and all those birds start grouping up around those the shelters and the different areas, the food in the shelter areas, that's when we start seeing a lot of those non-residents starting to come in. Now they've kind of switched from that opening weekend to coming later in the season when things are grouped up. So
it is amazing how much corn is still left out in the field.
Yep, I know guys, they're making quite a push to get it out, and then we got this little bit of moisture here at the beginning of the week, end of last week, and that kind of slowed things down. I talked to some guys here yesterday, and they were hoping to finish up on some corn yesterday, and I know it's been making it tough getting out in the field, getting those last few fields done. So,
well, it's not the best weather for casting from shore or having a boat out, to say the least.
No, it hasn't been too good for that, but there are guys still going out and trying it and having some success, catching some fish. It's just not a lot of guys go this time of year to do it. That hunting season, it only comes for about 2-3 months out of the year, so they like to take advantage of it.
Yep. Well, Kyle Lenzner, CEO of the Watertown office, thank you. Well, now we head up to Millbank, Grant County Conservation Officer Blake Swanson, and first of all, over on Big Stone, I imagine not a lot of boats, but maybe on that south end or the east end or the west side of the lake, maybe some shore fishermen now and then?
Yeah, from time to time. The foot's been eating a few fishermen here and there, but with that colder weather, it's definitely slowed down.
Well, I know up in Grant County, the power plant will probably start getting northern mallards and some more honkers. The old refuge up there, Bullhead, up there by Wilmont, east of Wilmont, and then Lake Albert south of the refuge, maybe all of them holding some more birds?
Yeah. The geese have definitely been utilizing those properties. With the power plant and the cooler weather coming, it really pays off to pay attention to what's going on south end of Canada and into North Dakota, and see where guys are going to be sitting when those time frames come, when that real cold weather starts to come in.
Yeah. As far as goose numbers, though, do you think they built up Farley? Is that froze, do you know?
Farley's still open as we speak.
Okay.
But there are a lot of Canadas that are utilizing that property as well.
Okay, well, that's
guys are,
good.
Guys are hunting for the geese. To the geese are there quite a bit, and utilizing that resource pretty well.
Pheasant hunters, are they finding any birds?
You know, the pheasant hunting has been pretty good. A lot of young-of-the-year birds. A lot of reports kind of hit or miss. But, in comparison to the years past, it's been a welcome sign.
Yeah, for Grant County, it's always good to see.
Yeah.
Well, Blake Swanson, Conservation Officer out of Grant County, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and really from, from Brookings or the south end of Ponset all the way down to Sioux Falls, I imagine very little fishing activity.
Well, you know, there is one, Lake Sinai, and they've been getting those fish throughout most of the fall out of boats. They're fishing them deep, pulling plugs on, I gather, lead core, snap weights, and they're getting some big fish too. So that's been going for walleyes. I got to admit, Parks, they pulled the dock, which I can surely see given the weather that's coming up, and we've been taking some grief for that. But I thought it's pretty good they kept it into November, and it looks like things could freeze pretty hard here, at least a lot of the water we have coming up. One other lake, and this one might freeze over here shortly, would be North Island Lake. They've been getting some nice big walleyes off the grade after dark. It's not fast, but your chance to catch maybe a 27-28 inch walleye is there. And then finally, the Big Sioux River, I guess, still been, with that high water, still been putting out some walleyes at Flandreau Dam there. So I would say those would be the fishing picks, but obviously with the really cold weather coming in, they could change over the next couple days.
Well, I imagine this time of the year down in that Whitewood Lake and Thompson and even maybe the 81 ponds, but large bodies of water, do you know if they're really building up in waterfall yet?
You know, I was out on Saturday, and it was obvious there were some pretty good flocks of mallards on some of the bigger ponds. Brush Lake had a few good groups out in the middle. I've heard a few reports of people starting to make some good field shoots on mallards. Was down in the Bridgewater area on Tuesday, and we really didn't see much down there for migrating waterfowl, but you don't have that big water down there. There were a few ducks still left in the area, but not much. So I think they're starting to connect with some of those flight ducks.
And corn out for better pheasant hunting?
You know, they're taking it out. There's still a fair number of fields with standing corn, but they're getting it out, and I think the pheasant hunting's been pretty good. A guy over by Thompson was hunting Henry waterfowl in the morning on Saturday. Didn't do any good, but I guess they got five pheasants. They said they were all soaked and standing by the roadside on Saturday, and so he said that was more pheasants than he'd seen and shot in quite a while over in that area. So I think pheasant numbers are actually decent this year, and they're going to present some opportunity.
Well, Dave Lucchese, biologist working out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices, thank you. Now we head over to Clark County, and we're talking to Zach Thompson, conservation officer. And has kind of the colder weather and the winds brought in any more waterfowl, to your knowledge?
Yeah, this morning I went out for a little cruise just to see where all the waterfowl hunters are at. And it seems like I ran from Clark to Antelope to Hazel, up by Goose into Watertown, and seeing some more snow geese coming in the county, that's for sure. A few more dark geese, big dark geese, but I don't know where the ducks all went. I mean, they're still around, but we just haven't seen the big push yet of migration into Clark County. I suppose they'll be up in that northern quarter here this weekend, but I'm guessing this cold weather and ice up a little bit this morning, if it's this way up north, they're going to start pushing down. We should have some good hunting in this weekend.
Are you seeing much movement to get more corn out?
Well, with that current rain that we just got, I'd say we got about 3/4 inch of rain. Really slowed corn out again, but it's coming. And shortly, I'm sure it'll all be out with this freezing ground. It'll help out a little bit. That way the tractors and combines can get in the field without tearing everything up and hopefully get more corn harvested.
Yeah, the pheasants are probably in deep cover with the new weather we have.
Yeah, I've still been seeing quite a few pheasants around. Population looks pretty good on my opinion. But, yeah, I'm guessing if this weather keeps up here in the
get a little snow blowing in. It looks like we're in for some more snow here later on this week and weekend, but we're going to have those pheasants piled up in that heavy cover and those sloughs, and should be a good hunt if you can find the concentration.
Hey, Zach, have you had much for car deer accidents? I'm seeing they're really on the move.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think Clark County Sheriff's Department's been pretty busy here lately with car deer accidents. I think they're running about 2-3 car deer accidents an evening / morning. So deer on the move, the rut's kicking in. I just went to a car deer the other day, and that big old white tail was swelled up, had the 5-gallon bucket neck, and he was ready to do some rutting. So get in the tree stand, and it's cold, but I think if you get it bared out before rifle season gets here, those deer are moving right now and real quick.
Zach Thompson, conservation officer out of Clark County, thank you. Well, now we head up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge in Brown County, and with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund. And I looked online today. It looks like the number was 200,000 snow geese. Do you think they're coming in as fast as they're leaving?
I think that's pretty accurate, Don. Right now, they haven't left too bad yet, but they're going to be leaving little by little here in the next few days as this cold weather sticks around. They're constantly moving in, though, like you said, so we might build up here in the next day or two, but 5 days of below freezing temperatures here around the refuge is probably going to lock it up by the end of the weekend.
I think we've had a few days of northern mallards coming into the counties here in northeast down here, but how about up there?
We've certainly had a small buildup of mallards, but it up until today it was pretty slow. I think we're building up now, and we might get a couple days of good hunting in here. If anybody's waiting for it, they better go now, because I really do think by the end of the weekend we're up in this area going to be pretty much froze up, and maybe some birds sitting around on the ice. But 5 days of consecutive below freezing temperatures on Sand Lake, which is pretty shallow body of water, is not going to keep the water open. It's going to lock it up.
You know, I wonder if a place like Devil's Lake will keep some birds as long as there isn't a foot or two of snow up there till probably January almost.
Oh, you're right. I mean, if they keep open water and on Devil's Lake, which they do pretty late, they're going to keep some birds around as long as there's not a lot of snow.
With some wind, do you think it's good opportunities for people to come up and hunt around the Sand Lake area?
Oh, I think this next 3-4 days is as good as opportunity as we'll have all season. We're gonna gain birds, and we're gonna lose birds as quick as we gain them, like you said, in the next 5 days. And if they're thinking about coming, they better come now, because I don't think they're going to be here by end of the weekend or Monday.
You know, Don, I've seen quite a few immature eagles this year, so they must be doing well.
Oh, the eagles are definitely doing well. They're a long-term success of wildlife management throughout the country, for sure. And there's more eagles now than I think there has been in many, many years. We had our first nest here on the refuge a couple years ago on record, so
great.
They hadn't used the refuge before that, and so that's good news. And that's a good point, too, because as these snow geese migrate, for those of you who just like to go out and watch the snow geese, and there's certainly eagles around, if you like to see them, too, find the snow geese and you'll find eagles, that's for sure.
Well, how about all the numbers right now on the refuge? Have you got them?
We're sitting probably around 100,000 ducks and certainly 100,000 to 200,000 snow geese. And that's changing by the hour with this kind of weather, though.
Yeah.
So who knows what it'll be like tomorrow. It could be triple that tomorrow. It could be, less than half that, depending on what the water does with this cold weather. It's just changing so fast. We're not going to update our website too much right now,
yeah,
other than to say that we're in the prime time of migration, and if you want to see the birds or hunt the birds, now's the time to get out and look at it, because it might be all over by next week.
Don Soderlund, Sand Lake, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.